Hello and welcome to Astrology Studio for Virgo, Virgo Rising and Virgo Moon for 2021-2022. My name's Eric Francis, your astrologer for the next hour or so. Happy birthday, early, late, or right on time. I am here with some thoughts about your astrology. Some of them are building on theories that I've been developing in recent Virgo readings over the past couple of years, particularly since Chiron entered Aries, which is a rather profound transit for Virgo for a number of different reasons. And I'll also be talking about the last year or so, a little bit more, of Pluto in Capricorn, and then Pluto's ingress into Aquarius. The other planets currently in Aquarius, and a few other things. Though, I would like to start with Mars in your sign, and the dynamic of Mars opposite Neptune in your opposite sign. So Neptune's in Pisces, Mars is in Virgo, and as I'm recording, they are only about 2 degrees apart from an exact opposition, a little bit, 2 degrees, 11 minutes. So that's 2 degrees, sorry. I'm looking at two different things at once. And so that's an important dynamic because it's going to highlight the whole matter of Neptune transiting your seventh. This has been going on for a long time. I think this is like one of those transits that came in around the time of the end of the Mayan calendar. So it's like a 2010 or 2011 kind of thing, and it lasts a long time. Neptune is moving only a little quicker than Pluto at this time. So it takes a long time to go through a sign. There's still years left, and my thought about this transit is that it is deeply under acknowledged for the, let's say, the conditions in society and in people that it is supporting, which happen to be very Neptunian. A lot of things in a hazy state of reasoning, and a lot of the illusions of things that are taking over, and the use of things that sound like reasoning but are not really reasoning, and then just a whole bunch of the things that Neptune tends to come along with, including inspiration and beauty and the love of music, which, color and nature and that kind of thing. And these things are easily squashed or overwhelmed by the delusion, denial, drink, drugs, deception type of a lot of D words, some for some reason connected with Neptune. And you've been living with this for a long time, so it's been an influence in your relationships. And fortunately, through much of the transit of Neptune through your opposite sign, Chiron was also there. And that started a shift in around 2018. I think it was the ingresses were spring 18 and spring 19 of Chiron ingressing Aries, which is, I think, an equally useful transit, though somewhat more shocking in that it is a kind of a call to total awareness about the transactions in your relationships, the various mutual investments, and which might mean money and might mean sex, but really for you, there's the investment of identity in relationships. And this whole matter is called into bright high relief when you bring Chiron into the equation, because that's what Chiron tends to do. It tends to make plain what was there before and what was unlikely to be noticed previously, and therefore you get to see what it all is and make the adjustments that you need to make, because you actually can see what you need to do. Now, what is in this particular year is shifting the dynamic of Chiron, both Chiron in Aries and Neptune in Pisces, is that Mars is in your sign through much of your solar return year, and it's in now. And I'm using the new moon chart as the basis for this reading. And Mars will change signs by the time of the full moon. Mars, hold on, have I got it in this chart? Yeah, by the time of the full moon, Mars has changed signs, but you're still living with this influence. And here's what it looks like to me. And the reason it affects your entire relationship angle, which is the seventh house, which is not only relationships, but how you perceive the world, that's Pisces. And then the eighth house, which is your relationships consummated as, the only word I can really use is as a transaction, because the eighth house is so involved in the what is exchanged and the contractual nature of relationships. So this can be the overt contract, the thing signed, the prenup, the any other form of financial contract, will, legacy, trust, or that kind of thing, and also the what you might think of as the sacred contract, the agreement that people have. And while there is so much going on in astrology coming from pretty much every different angle, it is this particular angle that is so really like you're looking right at it all the time. And very nearby, by the way, is Aquarius, which has got a lot going on, and we'll get there.